And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're trying to track down Leo Zagami. Lots of political things happening in Europe. One day away to Inauguration Day, and I'm so excited. And we have a new president who's done a lot of great good to America already before he even takes office. His cabinet, the course of the Democrats trying to do delays. Interesting phenomena, though I don't know if the media have made too much of it. But Harry Reid, when he was trying to shove his cabinet in with very little opposition from the Republicans 8 years ago, put rules in place that basically makes it very easy to, even though they ask some pointed or tough questions and try to look like they're going to stop the approval of the titans of Trump, I call them, we're going to have a full cabinet here very shortly. And they're transitioning very smoothly. Some of the departments, including national security, et cetera, are transitioning smoothly. Others are still, you know, geopolitical landmines being laid by Obama, I think his ego has been bruised. He actually should be very positive because he brought in what appeared to be the first stage of national health care, although it was a screw-up. It's almost like a kid learning how to play basketball, and the first time they don't get any layups or baskets, but at least they tried. And I think he should actually take a positive step and realize, although they call it Obamacare, it was actually a version of Romney Care, which was Republican. It wasn't properly implemented. It put penalties and taxes on it. It did lots of stupid things that would harm business and individuals and cause it to be priced out of the marketplace. So, and now it's going to be fixed up by a business person, Donald Trump, and his team, and it's going to be a quick swap. So I think Obama should actually be patting himself on the back that he at least had the guts to try to put something in, even if it was a screw-up. And he should step back and say, hey, you know, I got the ball rolling. These guys are going to fix it up. Thanks a lot. Good. Let's move on. That is part of his legacy. And also, his policies, foreign policies, dealing with Russia, were too wimpy. I mean, you need to follow up with not only financial, but other types of sanctions if you really want to constrain Russia. I guarantee there'll be a carrot and a stick for Russia. And Russia will be putting out his hand and smiling, but they'll, at the same time, be concerned. They're dealing with Trump, who's going to make sure that he's going to get his pound of flesh like Shylock in The Merchant of Venice. Russia's not going to get away with some of the stuff they've been doing. And certainly, the issue of hacking, I talked to our CENTCOM contact, who literally was my DirecTV tech a week ago. And what's really, really funny is the fact is we pay people to hack. We want our system to be hackable. We don't. We want to have it straightened away so we don't have hackability, whether it's a power grid. Thank God we don't have full implementation of the so-called smart grid system in our power grid, because then it could be really easy to hack and destroy our power grid. Thank God we don't have full hackability down to our nuclear reactors. They can screw up different parts of it, but they can't hack in and just shut off, you know, the eastern seaboard. We should be, quote, hack-out-free completely within the first few years of the Trump administration. We should have the U.S. space shield, if not up, well on its way to being up by the end of the first administration, which means it's probably going to be in 8 years, followed by more Republican, maybe President Pence would be good, and then a future down the road, maybe President Ivanka Trump. What I want to see is a dynastic move that the proper business manager or major American patriots put America first and not globalism. Obama was a globalist. Really not good. Terrible for America. This is going to change. And it doesn't mean there's going to be less trade. There'll be more trade. Mr. Ma wants a million more jobs in America, the owner of Alibaba. So what I see happening is very positive. Positive for nation states. Positive for European nationalism. Positive for trade even in China, you know. These countries have to realize there's going to be a geopolitical and military price to be paid. China's not going to be able to elbow their way and try to muscle around other nations through the main corridor of traffic in the South China Sea. And especially if they want a one-China policy. The fact is that we have, in a sense, always had a two-child China policy, but we've never really put those cards on the table. Trump's going to do that. If you want to have the merge, which, by the way, industrially, Taiwan makes 75% of the microchips on the planet for computers, et cetera, commercial use, et cetera. And people need to understand there's a lot of industry in Taiwan. They're very industrious, but they are trying to integrate it with China. The fact is, though, that there's going to be significant problems. The people of Taiwan don't want to just be handed over to China, especially of China's policy in the Communist Party, which are still extremely aggressive, and in terms of their own people, isn't going to be tolerated. So I think what you're going to see is Donald Trump is going to negotiate everything. Everything's up for grabs. And it's all going to make sense. For example, one of the very first things he said is, like, after this false report that came in through CNN and BuzzFeed, the fact is he actually said, hey, if Russia wants their sanctions off, we got to talk about building down their nuclear forces. That also means taking out missile systems that are aimed directly at Europeans in Kaliningrad. That means not incursing in across the Polish border, retaking territory like Lithuania. That means not doing things not only for our nation, but other nations that aren't necessarily going to have the expertise to prevent hacking to do regime change. And remember, all the nations are hacking. It's got to stop. It has to stop, just like the idea that if once we have a few U.S. and international defense shield, we, the Europeans, and any of our allies are completely defended against any incoming missiles. So sawed-off countries that make missile systems like North Korea might as well just take them down and destroy them, because they're not going anywhere. And once missile defense is completely impervious to any attacks from sawed-off countries or even big countries, it's the end of the game of playing nuclear war preemptive strike. It also means that the primary war is going to move to the economic front, where if you're going to make a deal, you have to come and give and take. And that means people like Donald Trump are going to make people like Russia happy, because they're going to expand their industry. People in Russia won't be one of the poorest countries on Earth, which is what they are. They're like a third world country with a first world nuclear force. Not a good plan, especially when their military operations are to cover they have a very weak government, and Putin is popular only because, you know, he's a dictator in a sense. And people have to understand he's also a mafia don. He takes a cut of every transaction in Russia, so he's worth $40 billion. But he stuffed it in Western banks. So people need to get a realistic point of view here. Russia is not our ally, but they're neither our enemy either. And on issues like getting rid of Al-Qaeda, we need to collaborate. We also need to set them straight, just like a teenager that's not behaving. They need to be set straight that they're not going to get away with things they've done, just the same way as China. And North countries like North Korea, we need to defang them. North Korea needs to be defanged publicly. And the Chinese are fed up with them too, which means we have a point of view now where in the past they collaborated, where we can cooperate with getting rid of Kim Jong-un, and we won't be getting a second movie called The Interview with the craziness of listening to Katy Perry's songs while he's driving his tank around, blowing things up. So a lot of sanity is going to come back to international politics, where we refuse to do regime change, especially in Muslim countries. We refuse to do things that put our ally Israel in danger, but we won't let them run our foreign policy either. And the idea of balkanizing and destroying countries in the Middle East for the sake of Israel or international finance, for example, the giant oil fields of Iraq, after you invade the country on the false premise from Colin Powell, I call him Colin Powell and not Colin Powell, because he's full of crap. The Colin Powell basically said they had weapons of mass destruction, which is a patent lie. And then the oil was handed over by the Rothschilds, who took over the oil fields, to the China oil company with a special deal. So we didn't get all that oil, just like Donald Trump said. The oil was not taken over by us after we had loss of treasure and blood, American lives and American health. It was ridiculous. So this kind of equation is not going to happen anymore. It's just not. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the fact that the Democratic Party as it is now is dead. It's going to have to be reformed. I'm really looking forward to the fact that the Republican Party, as it was had a hostile takeover by Donald Trump. It's dead. And the stragglers that are going to have to get with the program, and the Republicans realize, the old Republican Party of George Bush Sr., CIA, George Bush Jr., idiot lackey, pivoting people like Bill Clinton, who realized he had to pivot to the middle, but he's still a criminal, getting rid of Glass-Steagall, international trade, transferring into advanced supercomputer technology to Russia and China, all kinds of industrial espionage going on with the globalists in collaboration. Bill Clinton was no genius, but the thing is, he wasn't as noxious as his wife, Hillary, who was completely incompetent and evil as hell. So where we're going now is a very positive place. And that's why we have people like Leo Zagami, who's head of the organization in Italy called, Italians are for Trump, or Trumpians for from Italy. they want to support the idea of Trump-like policies. And you'll see it happening in Brazil, where they say openly in their news media they want to have a Trump-like person. Which is really funny. We have these communist and socialist countries in South America that realize their current socialist policies don't build economies. It suppresses innovation. And that's why countries like China that have a totalitarian regime scare the heck out of their own engineers so they won't innovate. And so they have $200 billion of industrial espionage. And they're good, smart people, so they'll take an advance like high-speed rail. But the fact is they have to, they're codependent on America, not only for a marketplace, but for technology. Because they don't invent it. We do. We do it because we have an open culture. We do it because we have a history of promoting it. And, of course, in the past number of years, we haven't promoted small business. The real economy has been sucked out by this artificial economy after Bill Clinton took away Glass-Steagall. And now they make three times as much money at the banks, just loaning money to each other and doing industrial takeovers of big corporations. The real economy is not the stock market that's blown up. The real economy is dying and dead. That's why the middle class finally voted, especially in the Rust Belt states, to say, we had enough. We had enough of the career politicians like Barack Obama, Mr. Slick. You know? Someday they're going to make some movies, some of them probably pretty realistic, some of them pretty dang funny, about the about Barack Obama. Now, a lot of people will think that the man is incompetent. I think he's extremely competent. I think he's a geopolitical genius. But his genius is to destroy America and globalize us. And the fact is he tries to pretend because he's so damn slick. I mean, he would make a fantastic, and I mean, this is his career path, late night TV host, and anyone he brings on Beyonce knows and Jay-Z or has a co-host. In fact, there was one lady on Greg Gutfeld, she was actually a new addition, and she said, what do you think Barack Obama should do? She said he should do a late night TV show and he should bring me on as a co-host. I'm thinking, this woman's a genius. Barack Obama never belonged in the White House. He's a foreign student from Occidental University. I spoke just a week and a half ago to a Intel agent who runs a software company out of California to pull apart the digital layers of his birth certificate, just like the forensics done by Sheriff Arpaio, and it was a totally fraud. I mean, the man is a fraud right from the beginning, and even his fraudful name, invented by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the author of the Grand Chessboard. So if you think it's a conspiracy theory, when we have intel agents telling you in specific details and you have a forensic analysis that took several years under Sheriff Arpaio, that the birth certificates, the phonies, and even his Connecticut social security number, he never lived in Connecticut and was owned by a previous dead man. Now, this is kind of like in your face of the globalists saying, hey, we're going to lie to you, we're going to create this fake family, we're going to have this fake person that's not an American, and we're going to deglobalize you, America. We're going to cripple your economy. We're going to cripple your middle class. We're going to invade you eventually with Muslims, and you're going to like it because this guy's so Mr. Slick. And Mr. Slick is laying landmines geopolitically all over the place. It's just going to come back on him. And a number of the things that he's done, probably in collaboration with the other Saudi mole, Mr. Brennan, may well get him in jail or worse. So he needs to realize, come clean, be honest. There's no more cover-your-butt policy now of one president covering previous ones. We saw that with George Bush. He didn't want to make any negative comments about the incoming president or his policies. Well, that was broken, of course, with Barack Obama, who completely criticized George Bush Jr. Believe me, George Bush Jr. didn't do everything right, but, you know, Barack Obama doubled the debt. Barack Obama said the red line in Syria. Barack Obama allowed things to happen internationally in terms of jobs and the Obamacare. Obamacare should have been revised years ago. I'm certain it could have been if they were reasonable, but they rammed through a policy and plan and put penalties and taxes on it with their own pick in the Supreme Court that shouldn't have done it. You know, the justices had no right, you know, legislating in a sense from the bench and saying that it was perfectly fine to have a tax tied to a health care bill and to insurance. That's ridiculous. And that's going to go. It's going to go very quickly. Businesses won't be penalized anymore. We should have, in addition to the Trump plan, and I'm putting together a video, the following. And it's a very brief video that's going to be probably 5 to 10 minutes. Number one, we need to make licenses national. And it needs to not be a state thing because the states are very corrupt. Number two, we need to get rid of malpractice. Malpractice needs to go by the wayside immediately. we need to have mediation and monitoring so that if doctors are having their practices and their knowledge base monitored, they'll just continually have education online. And if it looks like they need to go back to a refurbishing center of excellence in terms of procedures and surgery, they need to go back and recertify. Simple. No problem. Number three, we need to allow lateral training. So medics, in fact, I spoke to one of our guys from CENTCOM just a week ago, and we have really competent medics in the field, save people's lives, stop people bleeding to death, stop pneumothorax, do amazing surgery in the field. And to me, there's just no excuse for the fact that we are throwing these people away. They can't even ride in an ambulance. And the next step is we need to rationalize services. Why do we have so much redundancy of, say, MRI scanners or PET scanners or specialists when we don't have enough generalist doctors to actually do things? And we also need to deal with what I call the pyramid of healthcare, which means there's lots of people in different areas of expertise, whether it's psychologists, chiropractors, naturopaths, herbologists, and what I call functional medicine doctors. Doctors need to be upgraded. They do not understand living pathology. Why the heck are they practicing in the early 21st century? Now, I teach it, and I try to teach doctors bit by bit, but I don't get a lot of takers. Most of them are frightened that they're going to get in trouble with their state licensing authority or their hospital, not because it's weird. It's something like Dr. Russell Blaylock said, add magnesium to your neurointensive care unit so you don't get intracranial hypertension after a benign tumor removal so the person doesn't have their brain swell and call in a foramen magnum and die. Or why don't we have better techniques, for example, for regenerating tissues and organs like organ printing, like the work I'm doing, trying to get, you know, organ regeneration centers, organogenesis centers, using a new surgical version of mountain red velvet that I'm working on? Or why don't we have cross-technology with other groups? For example, there's very little collaboration, for example, between naturopathic, herbological, and medical treatments. So probably 80% of the drugs that are currently used could be substituted for natural therapies, other technologies, and a lot of the toxic polypharmacy, which has really bad side effects or cause deficiency states, shouldn't happen. There should be an even playing field with nutraceuticals and other technology. I just spoke yesterday to the national representative for extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy, and he said for 20 years they fought doctors because the doctors make a lot of money doing procedures and seeing patients have complications for extracorporeal counterpulsation. So between heartbeats, this device is put on your little bladders, on your legs and arms and your abdomen to try to pulse between heartbeats to make your blood vessels exercise, and it restores circulation so you can take people that are terminal. Unfortunately, now it's at the end of the road where they get access to this. It should be in the early stages of heart failure or severe hypertension because it's basically vascular failure. But the American College of Surgeons is slow and remiss to look at the surgical and the medical research to show that this should be a pattern. So we need to have an oversight system to look at and monitor the various medical specialties. Like, for example, why are they still giving paint-by-numbers chemo when they don't know the genetics of the cancer? It's insane. It shouldn't be allowed. It's a criminal activity. Why do we allow approved drugs that have such high failure rates and complication rates, and then we pull back drugs that could be life-saving when someone's terminal, when the drug should be released, even if there's dangers, if the person has no other options? So there's a lot of things that could be done to revise our healthcare system. Trump is going to bring back drugs from Canada. As I said, I took care of a company in Colorado Springs. The drugs were made in a facility outside Mexico City. The powder was brought up and compressed into tablets in Colorado Springs. It was shipped to a packaging company in New Jersey. The packaging company put French and English going to a warehouse outside Quebec City, Canada. And the Hispanic and English versions were shipped to a warehouse outside of San Francisco on the West Coast and outside of New Jersey and the East Coast. That's ridiculous. So we're going to repatriate drugs made in America many times or made elsewhere. Why are we making drugs in Kerala, India, or Mexico, or anywhere else when they should be made here in America? Why are we repackaging them and charging three times as much because we can get away with it in Medicare when even Medicaid negotiates better pricing? Let's get with the program.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. We're going to have Gary Richard Arnold call back in. He was on a year and a half ago. He had some health issues. Amazing guy, involved in politics here on the West Coast. He has some very important breaking information, and he will be calling in. I'm not sure all the details, but he will be calling in, and we'll have some dialogue. Let's look at some of the latest news items that are kind of posting up there a day before inauguration. I get a kick out of this. You know, the New York Post and all these other ones are just, they're just going over the top, you know. Trump toast after insult. McCain is not a war hero, okay? And bon voyage. And then it says, clowns run for prez. Insult Mexicans, et cetera, et cetera. There's no insult to Mexicans. The Hispanic people are probably the best family people in America. They're phenomenal. I know. Living in California, these people are great. Okay, anybody wants to insult them, what we want is want legal people here. We want people that are coming here to work and have their families and have children own cars and drive and go to church, etc. They're very strong family people, and they're not, and they're pro-life, etc. So this idea that Trump is against Hispanic when all of his golf courses, all of his businesses have tons of Hispanic all the way through the management process, right up to the top, is just, it's a lie. It's more of a foolishness that's going on. It needs to stop. And the mocking, by the way, is literally, you know, because now Trump is called bulletproof, okay, media-wise. He not only still has his tweet, but also Facebook and Twitter, all together 50 million people. And so when they make a stupid statement, he can counter with a quick 148-character tweet. He can also do his own media now, and with a new media room that's going to be four times bigger outside the White House, which is where it's going, he'll be able to have social media, he'll be able to have town hall meetings, he'll be able to have people in the big six media dictators, that are trying to kind of, disrespect him. Ask good questions. What real policies are. Find out how he's going to support blacks, Hispanics, anybody who comes here, Koreans, people that are new arrivals, engineers from China trying to help build high-speed rail. Let's get with the program. That's what made America great, because the greatest people on earth came here from every country. I mean, that's the facts, okay? Now, in the races, Le Pen in France is going to leave NATO and leave the European Union. She's moving now ahead into the lead in the French race. We have, of course, the Air Force is now starting to already move forward, launching a missile warning satellite. I happen to know about U.S. Space Command and our plans, and if we had fully implemented, sought-off countries like North Korea might as well just trash their missiles on the silo on their launch pad, because it won't hit anywhere. And I think it's important. Do we have Gary Richard Arnold? Gary, are you there? I hear 1 second from our board op, so I have a feeling that maybe he did call in, because I gave him the number. Wonderful. Gary, welcome back. I got your message that since it's been a year and a half since we've talked and you had some medical issues, you've got some breaking news, and I don't even know what it is, so why don't you start from the top and tell me what's going on?
Okay. Well, we've seen so much attack with the association of Russia to the Trump campaign, and what's totally forgotten is one of the most important persons in both the Bill Clinton administration and Obama's is Leon Panetta.
Right.
Leon Panetta was the chief of staff for Mr. Clinton. In the past, he had been a apparatchik, an operative of the Rockefeller family.
Right.
He was in the White House when they were moving Nixon out to have Gerald Ford appoint Nelson Rockefeller as vice president. On his return from Washington, D.C., he stopped at Governor Rockefeller's mansion in Arkansas. When he came back to California, he ran for congressman, and as congressman for almost a decade, he was sending military and policy information, and there's copies of those letters in the state of Washington, Seattle's university up there. And it shows that the person that was receiving this is a man by the name of Hugh DeLacy. Now, Hugh DeLacy was reported in the state of Washington as a communist enforcer. He was a lady that was a Democratic state legislator, was wanting to quit the Communist Party. And she testified that he waved his finger at her and said, "We made you, and we can break you."
Wow.
This was also reported
Keep that thought. We're going to break right now, Gary. We'll talk on break, and we'll have you back, and we're going to open up this oil drum-sized can of worms. It shows the Democrats have been collaborating with industrial espionage as a pipeline, not a leak, for years.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here in California a number of times, even in Congress, they weren't successful, but you are very familiar. You live south of San Francisco, and you're very familiar with Leon Panetta and some of the things. I just want to lay out something that I know, having had presidential-level security clearance in the mid-90s to work as a doctor taking care of employees working at classified Tier 1 science projects, Delta Force Special Op, the munitions team from the Murrah Building, and lots of other classified projects. So I'm going to tell you straight up, we have had a pipeline to build the nuclear forces in Russia since the late 1940s. We even sent nuclear materials to Alaska. The same thing as in 97 during the Clinton administration, the industrial espionage that occurred at Lockheed Martin Intersputnik, a London company, transferred technology for the LEO satellite systems to make sure Russia and China could accurately target U.S. cities for nuclear weapons. That until the near the end of the second term of George Bush Jr., which is only like 10 years ago, they still had literally computer long-range access to Kim Jong-un and his nuclear team and AQ Khan, who we allowed for Pakistan to transfer technology to North Korea to make sure they eventually got nukes. So when you see this industrial espionage, we even have guys like my CENTCOM contact last week said one of his buddies, who he's known for years, is paid $800,000 a year to hack the government to make sure they're still hackable. So it's not like we want to put up our defenses. We purposely put them down, and we don't just have a leak. We have a pipeline of tech information, much of it going to the state of Israel, Israel, and Israel passes it on at our request to communist China, Russia, North Korea, wherever. So people need to know that the globalists working inside our government have been working, especially in the Democratic Party, but also the Republicans. George Bush Sr. is a senior CIA officer. He was on the ground during the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We need to understand the globalists that wrote the PNAC document. They want to eventually integrate the American military system into a world government and world rapid reaction force. They don't want sovereign nations. And it's both Republicans and Democrats that have been on behind this, which is why Trump has literally, in a sense, slain both parties. The Democrats are gone. They're leaderless. I saw one of the people that was running for leader. One of them was actually a Muslim, which is ridiculous. The other one was this lady by the name of Jammu. And, you know, Tucker Carlson is probably the most incisive intellect now on Fox. He's smarter than anybody there. You know, even Hannity or Judge Pirro, who's great at her dialogues. But when you saw Tucker Carlson take apart Jammu, and he was very pleasant, but he asked her questions. She started calling him names and doing all kinds of things, trying to punch or jump away. And I realized we don't just have a Republican or Democratic Party. We got a globalist problem. We got a mole problem, all the way people like not only Leon Panetta, but in both damn parties. And Trump's not going to tolerate it. His titans are going to clean up the swamp. Then they're going to fumigate the swamp, and they're going to kill all the bugs that are left on the walls of the swamp. So bye-bye globalism. And by the way, nations around the world like Italy, and we're going to try to get Leo Zagami on. He's doing so much work now geopolitically, he probably can't make it today. But I want you to fill in more details on this, because nationalism isn't against trade. It's for fair and reasonable trade, where, number one, the occupational rules, for example, in China, don't kill or permanently maim 600 people a day, where they actually can reduce pollution by, let's say, buying our clean coal or liquid natural gas and switching nuclear reactors they're building like crazy in China to LNG, which we should have done in Japan. Japan should have no nuclear reactors sitting in all their fault zones and tsunami zones. It's just nuts. At 55 major nuclear reactor sites, some with as many as 6 reactors, it's not surprising Fukushima happened. And they're in earthquake central, tsunami central. What the heck are they thinking of? It's not nonsensical. And, you know, we need to realize everything's tied together, the economy as well as military. When China starts to kind of muscle around in the South China Sea, the impotent idiot, Obama, by the way, isn't just acting impotent. He's doing it on purpose to deconstruct the American foreign policy and our ability to interact with countries and extract from them reasonable behavior on the military and economic front so they don't put tariffs against our goods coming into China, but they just dump like crazy into us. And as we move into AI and robotic manufacturing, there's no purpose to put plants in China or Kerala, India. We can put them here, have Americans employed. We now also can have clean coal technology. We have enough coal in one seam in Wyoming to supply the entire planet for at least 250,000 years. Just coal. Doesn't include liquid natural gas, the largest batholith oil in the Prudhoe Bay area, the giant oil tar sands in Canada and northern United States. It's just nuts that we're dependent on anybody else for anything. You know, to me, this is all a scam. It's scamtastic. And I'd like you to pull it apart some more, Gary, because I want people to understand this is not a damn conspiracy theory. When these things are residing, like about Panetta, at the university level, people need to read. They need to look at the audio tracks. They need to see video of these people actually saying what they said. And it's not a damn conspiracy theory. I get insulted when they use terms that are legal, like conspiracy theory, which means if it's a theory, it's supported by enough evidence in a grand jury or a court of law, you could get a conviction. So,
well, let me reinforce what you've already said here. This is not, theory or esoteric guessing. You go back to what you were talking about with the nuclear information going to Russia. We've got a major there, Major Jordan, and he wrote a diary, and he wrote down what was in the heavy water and the other types of things in there. When you talk about Republican and Democrat, it was Madeleine Albright's father who taught both her and Condoleezza Rice. I mean, these are things you can find simply in Wikipedia or just regular biographies. These are
You don't even get into classified documents. Most of the stuff resides in previous news wires by regular agencies like AP, stuff that's in regular broadcasts, even by CNN. And it's sometimes buried just like 30 seconds, 5 minutes. And if you connect the dots, you'd say, oh my God, we have been scammed royally. And of course, people are, and people aren't stupid. You just have to lay it out for them and they get it. That's why this election was won by Trump. He appealed to people.
Well, Richard Nixon was selected. Prescott Bush to run for Congress. That was because Jerry Voorhees down in Orange County was attacking the world, the International Monetary Fund in 1942. And in his book, I've got a copy of it, he says, no matter who wins this war, they're talking about the cartelization of Europe. And he's panicked. And that means the European Union and everything that developed from it.
Right.
And so Nixon, being recruited by Prescott Bush, appointed George Bush both as a head of the UN, and as head of the UN, he was pushing what was called Mundialization, and various cities raised the UN flag and gave part of their treasury to the United Nations, including some city in Iowa and a few in Canada. But this was George Bush, and then he was representative to the United Nations, in addition to the United Nations, he was the first ambassador to Communist China.
Right.
And that's where his uncle was in charge of the China-American Chamber of Commerce. So these guys have been running both sides, and you can look at the same operation on the other side of the world during the expansion of the Communist Empire to scare Europe into forming a European Union. And that was where Avril Harriman, Skull and Bones, belonged to the same Brown Brothers Harriman. Both Prescott Bush and Avril Harriman were in that network. And
that's why they're
not
trying
only
to,
the Russians,
what,
but the what, that, the German, the Nazi Party was raised the same way.
Right.
But domestically,
people don't know that. For example, I'm going to give you another top factor to want to throw it here and see if you play with it. Do you know about the Volga River plant? Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Volga River plant was built by Ford on the Volga River to build tanks before World War II, in advance of a Russian attack by our ally Russia, while we had actually helped the British put in the Communist Party, which were basically the Bolsheviks. Now, in 1979, I took care of people that were in our military who marched into St. Petersburg, which is by that time, I think it was called Stalingrad, and took it and took Moscow and held the cities for more than 6 months because the Bolshevik Party didn't have any guns. They had pop guns. And so we held it for them until their guns arrived, made in Virginia at our steel plants, and shipped.
Right, and at the other side of the Soviet Union, American troops were in Valdostak to protect the Russians there from Japan.
Right.
And
so people need to understand what's going on here. And now they're demonizing Russia. Now, there's various elements in Russia. There's rationalizing elements that want more business and want to get away from a single economy like Putin, who, by the way, is a Mafia Don, and he's a guy that if you cross him or try to kill him, he's going to kill you. So when people say, well, he's killed 40 people, if someone tried to kill me, I'd kill them. For example, I've said this on the show, and people, including my wife, said, you can't say that. I said, I'm going to damn well say it and stop people calling and threatening. Because over the years, I've had a lot of death threats. But I know how to silence them. Number one.
Yeah, well, this is how dictators stay alive, and actually how they wrestle sometimes.
Well, it's not just a dictator. We have dictators now in office. I mean, let's face it. Barack Obama was put there by Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Grand Chessboard and the globalist bankers and intel agencies. We have had an intel takeover of our government by the CIA since the death of John F. Kennedy. It was engineered by the Mossad, the CIA, and various elements within our government that wanted to get rid of John F. Kennedy, one of the biggest things he did wasn't the stupidity of the Bay of Pigs, which is at their behest. It was trying to set up an alternative financial system to the Fed Reserve. He printed $5 billion of Kennedy bucks. $5 billion that actually were printed by the
United States notes instead of Federal Reserve notes. So that was a panic.
Right. And that's at the globalists, including Israeli Mossad agents and everybody else. The 9/11 issue. Why do you think the dancing Israelis were there? The Israelis, including the nuclear division that had deals with micronukes, because when they stole the technology, including the Davy Crockett micronuke, they advanced it. The Israelis are very innovative. And they became the trigger finger for micronuclear issues when the CIA wants to kill her. They say, hey, these Israelis are our guy.
JFK also fired Alan Dulles, and he was one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations and involved in all kinds of things.
He did a lot of stuff.
John Foster was in charge. Council of Churches, and in England they were calling for a world government in the late 40s.
I'll give you the ontogeny of John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was a bit of a ladies' man. That would be the least way to say it, okay? This guy was definitely runnable. But he came down with Addison's disease, which is a terminal adrenal disease. And back in the 1960s when he had it, you die of it pretty quick. And the doctors are pretty incompetent now, but they're even more incompetent back then. The fact is, he knew he was going to meet his maker. The fact is, he was actually a good man. His father was a reprobate because he was actually a rum runner and a person who made millions and probably billions dealing with the illegal alcohol trade during the Second World War, before the Second World War, during Prohibition. So the Kennedy family were basically, in a sense, rum runners. Okay?
Well, also, now, Bobby Kennedy worked for Joseph McCarthy on his committee, so he had some idea how things worked, although his social programs...
So they knew from the inside what was going on, and these guys didn't agree with it, especially John F. Kennedy, who was dying. And his girlfriend, by the way, Marilyn Monroe, was not an idiot. She had plastic surgery, and she was good-looking, but she actually had a brain. And they killed her, okay? People need to know that Marilyn Monroe... She had a really close relationship with the multiple Kennedy family, and she had a brain. She was not a brainless idiot. And they had took her out because they thought of her as a danger because she actually had a backbone, and she was willing to tell John F. Kennedy, and they were hacking in her room so that they know that, oh, my God, this bimbo isn't a bimbo. She's actually got some clues. So they killed her.
The other mistress that JFK had was Mary Bancroft, or Mary Cord, and she was murdered, and they blamed it on some black guy. But Cord Meyer came from one of the four secret societies out of Yale, founded the United World Federalists. He was Reagan's handler for almost 14 years, and he was involved with the E. Howard Hunt and the rest of the gaggle there, and he's listed by E. Howard Hunt. Actually, Liberty Lobby back in the 70s, I believe, surfaced his name involved with the JFK assassination, and then in E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession in 2007, it comes up again. But if anybody looks up Cord Meyer and the United World Federalist, Reagan was groomed to push world government, and everybody he appointed were members of the world order. Casey as head of the CIA. He was a business partner of Armin Hammer, who was, after the Soviet Union went down, had a name with the KGB, had a code name. In fact, I went to the Unitarian Church in Santa Monica to investigate him, and... because he attended that particular one. He sponsored a $1,000 plate dinner in Century City for Ronald Reagan. And he also organized, I talked to Roland Vincent, who used to be part of the American Independent Party supporting Wallace. He got bought off by CFR Mayor Bradley and appointed to some commission. But he organized demonstrations to have people react in favor of Reagan. So he put the ugly guys out there and entered one of those, Coliseum type things with a bunch of people with masks and, so people would be repulsed and driven into Reagan's arms.
Right. Let me explain something. Behind the scenes in the Second World War, it was the Vatican that arranged Operation Paperclip. It was the Vatican that made the Lateran deal with the Italian dictator, right, that reset up the Vatican and reacquired their territories that were taken away something like, I think 40 years or 30 years earlier. What people need to understand is that the intel agencies and a lot of the high science that was in Germany, including nuclear materials. In fact, part of the project and the settlement of was 100,000, not just a few thousand, 100,000 technicians and scientists transferred to America, many of them under new names, that actually had not only the nuclear program, but the space program and many other programs that were tier one science. In the CIA itself and the OAS are a direct transplantation of the intel agencies and their people to America. In fact, you can go to San Diego to areas where some of these agencies are, and you'll even see still the swastika in the shape of buildings. So what people need to understand, there's a direct tie-in with the Vatican, with German agencies, and with a project called Project Omega that was a super agency conceived by during Nazi Germany that George Bush finished and completed in 1982, called Project Omega, connecting all secret intel agencies on the planet through one central database system.
Yeah.
You heard about that, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's called Project Omega. And George Bush Sr. finished it. He completed the project. It's interesting that the man is now probably so overtaken by stress that he's actually sick and his wife's in hospital, too. He came down with pneumonia.
Amazing how long these guys live.
I'm sure
they've got their secret science and
stem cells and everything else. I'm a leading researcher on stem cell and regenerative science, right? I'm doing some project now with some regenerative centers in America, and I'm actually making a new delayed-release capsule of Mount Red Velvet, which is similar to the biomolecules placenta releases to build babies. So I'm making some major breakthroughs. Yeah, I do all kinds of techs. If you ever get a chance to come down here and see my studio, it's a laboratory, too. I have all kinds of fancy equipment from the Russian Space Agency and the Metapathia scanning machines and all kinds of technology.
Did you say you're in Vista?
Vista, North County, San Diego.
Oh, okay. All right, that'd make a nice trip.
If you come down, I'll do a free scan on you. I'll put you through my Metapathia scan. You just put headphones on. It scans all your organs of your body. It'll tell you everything that's going on. And I have the QRMA here, and also I can tell you what, if you want to convert to conventional tests and imaging, I'll tell you what tests to do with your doctor. But I teach, I'm one of the leading teachers of functional, what's called living pathology and medicine, on the planet to doctors around the world, because I've been at it longer than anybody. Over 40 years.
Wow.
Interesting, hey?
So to learn more, go to angioprim.com.
That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Thank you.
Gary, you know, I need to have you back on regularly on the show because you're one of the guys that has tapped into the inside of this. And I mentioned George Bush Sr. because, remember, this is a very tight network. I'm sure George Bush, part of the reason why he got his health and his immune system deteriorated to the point where he came down with pneumonia and they had to probably do under guidance, actually do what's called a bronchial lavage to pull out plugs that were developing blow-bar pneumonia. And, of course, his wife was stressed out enough that she got sick. Remember, George Bush's father was a operative working in actually banking, trying to make sure that the sufficient funds were given to the Nazi Germans. And I took care of British Air Force that were there in the Second World War, and they were not allowed to bomb specific buildings and industries within the, for example, Krupp, which makes munitions. And did you know that the Krupp munitions factory made munitions for the British during the Second World War, shipped them, and they were paid for?
No, I didn't know that.
Paid for by the...
But I know they spent their bombs on Dresden and the art capitals and things like that.
Right, yeah, and by the way, those are places where there are a lot of non-Roman Catholic Christians, and there was no military sites in Dresden. It was one of the greatest crimes in world history. And the Queen's gold paid for British munitions made in the Krupp factory, which the British Air Force were not allowed to bomb because they were making munitions and artillery shells in Germany for the British during the Second World War. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Now, so you got to understand just how convoluted this is. A number of places, including these so-called civil detention camps and factories, were off the shelf that they could not bomb. This is the British, okay? So you need to understand, I have a knowledge on the inside that that's you know, pretty damn monumental. And God literally had my day timer going right back to my earlier career days. So I got exposed to a lot of stuff, even before I got classified clearance, that's like back in the Vancouver General Hospital, taking care of people that were literally marching into, at that time, Leningrad, which is, used to be St. Petersburg, and Moscow, and holding the city for the Bolsheviks for 6 months before their munitions arrived from the United States, from Virginia, munitions factories paid for by J.P. Morgan, who was just a proxy for the Rothschilds. So people need to understand.
One of the illustrations of, I think everybody's seen it, it's been in several books, like The Creature from Jekyll Island, is a cartoon of Trotsky or Lenin shaking hands with the Wall Street gang in there, Chase Manhattan Bank and J.P. Morgan and so forth.
Yeah, you need to know the tentacles of the octopus. In fact, that was a symbol of Project Omega that George Bush Sr. completed in 1982, along with underground tunnels connecting all over the world, underground cities, globalist government already exists through the intel agencies. The intel agencies have infiltrated every board on Earth, every government on Earth, and data is king, not dollars, data. And the primary data holder is Project Omega, that controls and manages not only our agency, but Brazilian security forces, Canadian security intelligence, MI5, KGB. Everything is linked at the top, believe it or not. Global government already exists, they just haven't taken the mask off. What do you think, Gary?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.